presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, while Lin Fu, the Chinese revolutionary, was making a desperate attempt to establish radio communication with his headquarters, the Reverend Chalmers and his daughter had themselves moved next door to the mysterious cabin 307 in order to find out what was going on. At that very moment in Shanghai, Jungle Jim Bradley was paying a visit to Shanghai Lil to bid her farewell. From her, Jim learned she knew the leader of the Purple Triangle Gang. Later that night, Jim and Kolo and Chung, the Chinese secret agent, took the Peking Express on the start of the expedition to capture the outlaw Derek Bluger. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. As the boat steams on toward Shanghai, the Reverend Chalmers and his daughter get settled in their new quarters.
Well, Dad, here we are in cabin 308.
Quietly, quietly. We mustn't talk too loudly. We don't want our identity disclosed.
No, of course not. Sorry, Dad.
I've given the purser orders to serve all our meals to us in here. We don't want Ling Fu to know we're here before we've accomplished our purpose.
Right you are. Can you hear anything next door?
Quiet now. Let's see.
Well?
I was right. There's some kind of humming noise in there.
But what can it be?
I can't quite place it. Let me listen again.
Can you make it out, Dad?
It sounds like a portable radio set. I can hear the crackle of a spark gap. There. They're repeating some sort of signal over and over again. Probably the call letters of some station.
Call letters?
Yes.
So those are the letters Lin Fu said he had to send.
Yes, by Jove, he's a cool customer. He as much as told us right to our faces what he was going to do.
Yes, Dad, but he never dreamed you'd catch on to what he meant.
No, of course not.
Are they still signaling?
Yes. Evidently, they haven't established their contact yet. Oh, I wish I knew the international code. We could soon know what this mysterious business is all about.
What a shame. Just when we get in a position to solve the puzzle of Mr. Lin Fu, something like this has to happen.
Yes, it's too bad. Well, I guess we're checkmated, Lin. My idea of getting next door to him isn't worth very much after all.
Dad, can you hear the signals very clearly through the door?
Fairly so. Why?
I know how we can find out what they're saying.
You do? How?
By sending for the ship's wireless operator.
Of course. The very thing. An excellent idea, Lin. Excellent. We arrive at Shanghai tomorrow, and if Lin Fu is up to any serious irregularity, the authorities can be notified to meet the boat. Send for the wireless operator at once, dear.
You bet I will, Dad. I'll have the steward bring him here in a hurry.
Lin, wait.
What? What's the matter, Dad?
They've stopped sending the signals. Ah, we'll have to wait until they start again before we can send for the wireless operator. I wonder what Lin Fu is doing now.
What we do now, Lin Fu?
Most unbelievable. We cannot get reply from our superior. We never had trouble before.
No, Lin Fu.
You sure, my friend, our transceiver set is working right?
We'll prove that, Lin Fu. Listen.
Berlin,
Germany.
Yes.
Barcelona, Spain.
W3XAL, Bound Brook, New Jersey.
Excuse, please. Shanghai, but no answer from headquarters, Lin Fu.
Yes, I hear. There is only one thing to do.
Awaiting your order, Lin Fu.
We must abandon our radio set and use one on board ship.
By running wire to aerial?
No. I do not mean you should operate it, my friend. We will code our message. Then we will send it as commercial message via Shanghai. Let agents there get it through to our superior.
Yes, Lin Fu.
Well, begin. Begin. There is message in front of you. Start coding.
At once, Lin Fu. Lin Fu, who can that be?
I do not know. Put transceiver set away before I open door.
Yes, Lin Po, at once.
Ah, that is better. Now I open door. Yes, please?
Radiogram for you, Mr. Lin Po.
Ah, many thanks. Here you are, Stuart.
Oh, I say, many thanks to you, sir.
Message from our superior, my friend. Listen. Why have you not reported important news? Jungle Jim Bradley in Shanghai. Proceed with mission 33. Signed, MP. Bradley not dead.
So it's him.
We are to proceed with mission 33, eh? Very well. We shall carry out mission 33 soon as we get to Shanghai.
Meanwhile, on a plateau overlooking the Great Wall of China, we find Jungle Jim, Kolo, and Chung.
We'll pitch camp right here, I guess. What do you say, Chung?
Yes, this place most favorable for setting up camp, Jim.
All right. You can start driving the tent stakes, Kolo.
Yes, it won, Jim.
Well, Chung, there it is.
Yes.
The Great Wall. Boy, I never thought 2 months ago that I'd be camping within rifle shot of the Great Wall of China.
It... Best never plan too far in future, Jim. Plans have most unhappy way going astray.
Yes, I know, but say, tell me, have you ever seen this fellow, Bluger?
Yes, several times.
Mm-hmm. What's he like?
Derek Bluger, very tall, very powerful man. Has small black mustache, turned up with wax. So, He has worn different uniform on each occasion that I saw him. Is, understand... Very proud of uniforms.
He is, eh? I'll remember that. From something I just learned, Bluger must be quite a ladies' man.
On that point, not qualified to express opinion. Have never seen him with woman. Has always been surrounded by members of his Purple Triangle organization.
Suppose he recognizes you when we get to his hideout. What chance will we have of surprising him?
Do not think Bluger will recognize me, Jim. Have laid aside... National costume and grown mustache.
Good. I'm sure he won't know me.
One, Jim. Can already now.
All right. Put our stuff inside and set up our cooking gear.
Yes, it one.
Derek Bluger, very clever man, Jim. No one been able to trap him yet. Must proceed with utmost caution.
I'm all for that. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Now, Chung, let's see. Where do we go from here?
Here is map.
Mm-hmm.
We about 10 miles southeast Calgon. We're left train.
About here, would you say?
Yes. That where we are not. Now, have but cross Great Wall to be in Shamo.
Yes, sir. And will it be hot on that Gobi Desert?
From there, we cross into Inner Mongolia.
Uh-huh. Now, let's see. I think we'd better follow the wall to Yulin before heading northeast in the Gobi. What do you say, Chung?
I agree, Jim. It best keep hills between Bluger and us much as possible.
At that moment, as Shanghai Lil is unpacking in her room at the Cafe Hotel in Shanghai, her door is suddenly opened and a man enters.
Oh, you.
Missy Gibril, I believe.
You know it is. What do you want?
The foolish ostrich sticks head in sand and thinks he has hidden himself.
I'm not hiding.
Then why run away from me at airport?
Because I didn't want to talk to you. Is that reason enough?
It will do for present.
Well, now that you've found out where I'm staying, what do you want with me?
My superior wished to know why you left Burawani.
Tell him the Bat Kingdom is broken up, so I came back.
My superior wished to know why you did not inform him you are leaving Burawani.
Because there wasn't time. I left in a hurry. I think your superior can understand just how that happens sometimes. Tell him that, too.
I shall tell my superior nothing. I am only telling you what he wishes to know. You shall tell him yourself.
All right, I'll write him a letter. Sit down.
You write no letter. You will explain your actions to him yourself.
I can't leave Shanghai just now. You'll have to take him a letter. I can explain just as well in writing.
Can you explain association with Jungle Jim Bradley?
Oh. Why, certainly. I brought him along for company.
My superior may or may not believe you.
Derek Bluger can do as he...
Be careful what you say, Miss Seabird. The anger of my superior is not pleasant to think about, much less to feel. You have already incurred his displeasure.
I might have known Derek would hear of my arrival in Shanghai. He has his agents everywhere.
True, Missy. My superior knows all, sees all, forgets nothing.
Well, what do you want me to do?
First, are you on the side of Derek Bluger or against him?
Haven't I always done his bidding?
Until lately, yes. But your association with Jim Bradley has caused him to doubt your loyalty. If you are still on the side of the Purple Triangle, you will present yourself at headquarters at once.
Don't you dare give me orders.
This is the command of Derek Bluger.
That same afternoon, Lynn Chalmers, having safely landed with her father, decides to set out on a sightseeing tour of Shanghai.
I tell you, I'll be perfectly all right, Dad.
Yes, but I do wish you waited for your mother to come back from the bank and go along with you. You may get yourself lost.
Nonsense. If I do, I'll head straight for the International Institute on the Avenue Paul Brunner. Somebody there will see that I get home safely.
Stay in the settlement boundaries, Lynn, dear. You'll find all the shops you want here. Furs and silks are on the Hunan Road.
And where can I find some jade earrings, sir?
Well, the best jewelry shops are on the Nanking Road, my dear. But if you do go into the Chinese city, stay on the Bund. It's the main street of Shanghai. You'll be safer there.
Dad, our sleuthing of Lin Pu has gotten into your blood. Nothing came of that, and nothing's going to happen to me.
Well, I hope not.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, Lin, dear.
Some time later, as Lynn passes a dark alley, a muffled figure steps in front of her.
Missy?
Oh, what do you want?
Silence, or I shoot. Come with me.
Ah. Come right in, Missy Chalmers.
Lynn Poo, what does this mean?
Where is Lin Fu taking Lynn Chalmers? The adventures you have just heard dramatized were based on incidents appearing in full-color action pictures in the Big Comic Weekly, the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the Comic Weekly, you will find all of the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Sentinel Louie, Skippy, Toots and Casper, and the Katzenyama Kid. Another excellent feature is called Heroes of American History and picturizes the careers of great men and women in the story of our country. Don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.